Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side.
Hi, welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Meredith, and welcome to the fifth dimension for this beautiful hour that we're all here together. The line to call in is 888-627-6008. And tonight, I'm really excited about having you call in, and we're taking questions about consciousness, wellness, and connecting to the afterlife. I want to start out by talking about kindness. Being kind is so important right now when we're in a state of living in a third dimension. When we live in a state of the lower frequency, it's often we forget to be kind. Choosing to be kind and helping other people right now is a way to raise your vibration into the fifth dimension. When we offer ourselves to others, it makes not only us feel good, but it makes others feel special. Being kind to people is so important right now because it raises our vibration in the whole universe. The universe has a ripple effect. Helping someone, there's so many different ways. So let's think about that right now. Take a deep breath in and exhale out. Think about different ways right now that you can help somebody. Maybe just by complimenting them, by smiling, by offering them your seat, by holding the door open, by letting someone go in front of you, maybe just by donating a book to them or donating your blood or just paying it forward, doing something for somebody else. It's really, in many ways, God's way, the omnipresence way. I talk about the fifth dimension a lot. You know, I wrote a book called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. And in that, it's a spiritual book, but it's a book about how we can raise our vibration. Everybody can raise their vibration. Giving someone a hug when we know that maybe they're very down or sad, but not even that, maybe just a hug for no reason. Giving them a package of food when you know that they don't have enough money, or maybe you're at a store and you see that they don't have enough money for their food. Maybe you just have a feeling about it, your intuition. Walking maybe a friend's dog or helping somebody that they know that they don't have enough food for their dogs or cats. So much is going on right now. Maybe calling a person, a friend or a family that you haven't reached out to in a long time. Or let me give you another example. Somebody actually did something very special to me this week. I work at the clinic in Los Angeles that I run a couple days a week. And I do this pretty much out of the donation. And a client came in to see me that I had given quite a few gift certificates away. And they walked in and brought me some flowers. And I haven't had anybody bring me flowers in a long time, but the flowers happened to match the jacket I had on, which I thought was so bizarre. And not only that, they were the same exact flowers, colors that my grandmother, who I was very close to, that I dedicated the book Awakening the Fifth Dimension, she loved. And it just really touched me that this person would do that. And on top of it, another client donated a session to a person that had lost their home in the fires. So these are acts of kindness. And when you do these acts of kindness and good deeds, without wanting anything back. It's a motivation, a pure, genuine motivation that is so heartwarming, and it gives you energy. It just gives you this energy. And I want to ask people today, as they come on and they ask me questions, you know, that you're going to have prepared for me, what couple of things have you done or had somebody do for you that gave you that feeling of generosity and achieved that emotional support within you? I could give you a list of things in the last few years that had happened to me, even besides this last week, that just were generating this act of, I would say, the Holy Spirit, God, omnipresent. And it also was a state of feeling grateful and experiencing gratitude, kindness, and generosity, and achieving an emotional support that pushed me to want to achieve more of that fifth dimensional energy. And I hope that what I'm trying to get across to you right now can make you feel like you want to go out there tomorrow or the next day or sometime during this week and do something for somebody else that gives you that warm feeling inside that motivates you, and see how it comes around, but not wanting to have anything back, but see how it starts to support you. Because when you're in that gratefulness, that generosity starts coming in. I'm going to take a couple minutes here and take another couple breaths. So let's breathe together again. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Breathing in that fifth dimensional experience. We're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And we're going to just right now read something from my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. It's on gratitude. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for the blessings in our lives. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for the humanity. Thank you for giving us the attitude of gratitude. We know that when we live in our truth, we dwell in a thankful heart. We know that by giving without wanting anything in return brings our life to the fullest. And it has a universal effect of bringing us into the highest ascension. We trust, we love living in the present moment and being at peace. Being in love with peace, bringing the energy of peace to the world. We know by truly showing gratitude for our life and the true blessings, by being humble, being your true humble servant, we will have peace on earth. Namaste. Taking that breath and feeling the words of spirit, of the gratitude to the doorway, seeing your life open its doors through being generous, being kind, being good, because you are good people and you know how to open those doors. And taking the deep breath, thank you, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for our bodies being healed through the graciousness, through God. Thank you for the nourishment, the warmth, the sun, the refreshments of the pure water, for the miracles of the harvest of the sacred love. Thank you for the blessed food that you provide for us. Thank you for the divine, holy, loving energy through our food. Thank you. We are so very grateful. Bringing in again the breaths, inhale and exhale. because kindness matters. You matter. And what you do to help yourself and others matters. Kindness is the quality of being polite and generous to others. Kindness can be achieved by you having emotional support for you and yourself and others. And relaxing again, inhale and exhale. Good. And as you breathe, you're connecting to the angels and to your guides and breathing in and out. Beautiful. And remembering your acts of kindness that you've done for others and others have done for you, and what you're going to keep doing as you move through the next weeks, months, and years. So this is exciting time, and you're listening to Kimberly and the guides and the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And the number is 888-627-6008. We are very, very blessed to be here tonight. And we are going to be taking a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we are going to have callers asking questions about being kind and their question that's coming from their heart. We're going to take one question from each caller, one question. So we're going to be right back. Thank you so much for listening to this special show.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Thank you. We are back with the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And we have John on the line.
Hi, Kimberly. Oh, it's so good
Hi,
to hear
John.
Your voice again. Thank you.
How are you?
Yes. I am good, Miss Kimberly. I listened to your monologue opening there. I'm a school teacher, and this school year, I have been at my lowest I've ever been. I have, every 20 years, my colon flares up. This round, it seems like it has drugged me, low energy. It's affected my mind, thinking that I'm ready to get out of teaching, that type of stuff. And then there's been several, a student said what a good teacher I am. Another teacher sent me a note saying, she's happy I'm on the staff. But I those do lift me up. But I'm just curious, Ms. Kimberly, if you are able to tell me, is my colon on the right path of healing? And is my energy level going to return so I can go work out again?
Yeah, when you first came on, I keep seeing the number 7 around you, which is, the sign of the spirituality. I don't know if I've said that before, where I feel you're having some sort of breakthrough with spirit. And I don't know if you're in spirit practice right now, or if you're meditating, but I feel that there's something about you moving into a stronger meditational practice. I feel like they're telling me that you need to meditate almost every day. There's something about you relaxing more, calming down. There's some sort of stress release that needs to be happening. Holistically, are you taking anything like a GABA or some kind of stress release, calming teas or anything like that? Are you drinking like good spring water?
Good spring water, yes. For at least 5 or 6 years since I visited with you the first go around, we've always talked about spring water. Yes.
Yeah, but they are talking about meditational practice. They are saying boosting that up, and they are saying this is coming on from some stress. They do like your position where you're working, and they do feel you're in the right place with that. They are confirming that.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah. But they are saying, have you ever tried to like meditate every single day?
Yes, ma'am. I have.
Okay.
And I just kind of with my low energy, I just kind of just like trying to survive.
Yeah. That will boost your energy, the meditation practice. And also, I would have to do a little bit longer. I'm asking about your B12, and they are saying to make sure you take a good B12.
Got it. I will.
And a B6.
Yes, ma'am.
And a B6. Yeah.
B6.
I'm so excited you called back in tonight. I am getting one last little tidbit. I am getting, a family member from the other side that's around you. I didn't know if you knew that you had like an angel, around you a lot guiding you.
Okay.
It's a male energy.
Okay.
So I don't know if you had a grandfather cross or a father, but I get sort of like a hugging male around you on a shoulder of yours, like a right shoulder, and he's like your guardian angel. And I do get a male energy feeling.
Okay, wonderful.
Can you confirm that? Have a grandfather or father cross?
I had both of my father and grandfather. It's been 20 years or so since they passed over.
Yes. So they are with you. They are guiding you and with you. And they're very strong. They're like warrior trying to protect you.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That is going on.
Okay. Got it. Do you have time to talk about my prostate? Because I just came from the doctor today about that. He says
actually,
it's enlarged.
We're only taking one question right now,
question?
I did a couple
Yes.
So,
yes.
So thank you so much for calling. Just want to remind everybody, my website's thehealingtrilogy.com, and I do 30-minute sessions and 60-minute sessions, and I'm more than happy to do further longer readings there. Pamela. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. So nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I'm in Toronto.
Hi, where are you? Where are you calling from?
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Toronto. Okay. How is Toronto right now?
I was calling because I saw the doctor yesterday, and he thinks I have sciatica?
Sciatica.
On February the 5th and February the 8th, I fell. And there's a pain on my right hip, and it goes down to my feet, and it's tingling. So he thinks it's sciatica.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
okay.
I fell. It was snowing and stuff like that, and I tripped outside twice. That was February the 5th, and then on the 8th, I fell like twice in 1 week. And I went forward. I didn't go back, like forward.
Mm-hmm.
So this tingling, like it's kind of you know when something is like tingling, but it tingles down by my toes.
We're going to send some prayer healing to you and good energy for that so you can heal up quite easy with that. And whatever they end up saying to you on that, my guides are saying, you know, could always do some cold laser therapy, which would be great. Yeah, that's something that can be quite helpful. But of course, you have to wait to see what comes up with what they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting that cold laser therapy might be very helpful. I'm glad that you're walking though, and
I'm walking, but it just attacks me at the night and when I get off the bed, or I sit and I get up, the tingling, but it goes away. Like it doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
But it's
Are you using Arnica?
Arnica, what's that?
That's for like swelling and bruising and stiffness and arthritic.
Do you spell it?
I don't know the oil.
No, what's the name of the thing? Arnica?
Arnica. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where can I find that? At Healthy Planet?
I don't know in Toronto. In California, it's more like Whole Foods or like.
Oh, yeah. We have a Whole Foods here.
Yeah, they have it like there.
Okay.
Any other question you want to ask?
Or do I have to go for an MRI? He's suggesting an MRI if it doesn't heal up in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, I can't say with that. But we are going to send you healing prayers. And we're definitely going to send you some healing prayers right now. So why don't we all do that as a collective on the call right now? Send you healing, healing prayer right now for you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to send you healing. I see it going down the side of your leg, all the way down to the ankle. And also, I feel like it went over your hip.
Yeah, it starts
I feel it by your hip.
Mm-hmm.
Is that confirmed? I feel it. Is it your right hip or the left?
Right,
it feels like right.
You're correct. It's the right, and it goes down, but the tingling is at the toes.
Okay. So why don't you say some words with me?
Yes, sure.
I remove this energy from my hip and my leg and all the way down
my
toes.
And toes.
And take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Say, I'm breathing this energy out of my body.
I'm breathing this energy out of my body.
Say, I no longer need this energy residing in my energy field.
I no longer need this energy residing in my energy field.
And take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. I'm a believer that God is my healer.
God is my healer.
And take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And then just shake your arms out and then take your hand and put it in your back.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I am grateful to have my healing.
Grateful. Yes.
And breathe. I'm in the fifth dimension.
I am in the fifth dimension.
I know that God is restoring my health.
I know that God is restoring my health.
Through my thoughts and through my body right now.
Through my thoughts and my body right now.
I know that God is healing me right now.
I know that God is healing me right now.
I believe that the Christ consciousness is flowing through my body right now and healing me right now.
I know that the Christ consciousness is healing my body right now.
Good. And I'm putting my hand right through the areas that you felt and just keep breathing and keep accepting the healing going through your body. Say, okay. I am accepting the miracle healing right now.
I'm accepting the miracle healing right now.
I feel the love going through my body right now.
I feel the love going through my body right now.
I have no fear, only love. I have no fear, only love.
I have no fear, only love. I have
and
no
keep
fear,
breathing.
Only love.
My physical being is being healed.
My physical being is being healed.
Al Shaddai, by the power of God, resides in me. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Good.
So have a good evening.
The guides are saying you received the healing.
Yes.
They're blinking. You're receiving the healing.
Yes, I'm feeling hot all over. I'm feeling like a heat.
Good. Yes, my eyes are blinking that it went through. So yes,
Thank
you. I do a flow chart from 1 to 5, and they blinked 5 that it went through. So now whatever you do moving forward, it's going to be moved faster into that fifth dimension frequency. So great job.
Great. Thank you so much. God bless you so much.
Good job.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Hi, Linda.
Hi there, Kimberly. It's so good to be here with you. That was a beautiful prayer. And as you were saying it, I was saying it for myself and just putting in my right body parts to go along with that. So thank you for that.
Oh, great. Yes, I hope everybody can heal when we're doing prayers. So that's great.
I do have a question. It is not in regards to a physical issue, but may I ask it anyways?
Yes, I'm already getting some information coming in, so go right ahead and ask. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm currently going through a very stressful and financially challenging legal situation, and I'm wondering what advice my spirit guides have for me regarding this situation.
Okay. Not knowing much from that, they are telling me something. Does this have to do with a man? Does it have to do with someone that you were involved with, like legally divorcing or?
No. I took my neighbors to small claims court.
Okay.
And it's taken a long time and it's cost me a tremendous amount of money. I'm not sure how to navigate through this situation anymore to bring it to completion.
Okay. The reason why I said man real quick is because there is a male energy coming in, a soulmate energy coming in, probably from the afterlife, and they're wanting to help you sort this out because there is a male coming in that wants to assist with this. And so there is somebody coming in to wanting to help you with this. Or there's someone involved with you with this situation that is a male?
Not on the earth plane, but I am very grateful for any male spiritual help I'm getting. I'm thankful for that. Thank you for letting me know about that.
Yeah, there is somebody coming in that's a male. I can give small amounts of information disclosing on the radio, but I'm not really disclosing legal information over the radio. You could do a private session with me if you want.
Alrighty, thank you for that.
But they are blinking a lot of good outcome for you. Do you want to ask me about that?
Yes, I would love to know about the outcome.
I mean, I can't give you the full outcome. They're just saying it's going to be a good outcome for you.
Oh, well, that's that's a relief. Thank you. And
yeah,
that
that's
makes
what they're
me
saying.
So hopeful.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And they keep talking about some sort of soulmate. So I don't know. You're saying you're not married.
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's what they're talking. They want to talk about a different conversation. They don't want to talk about the legal stuff. They're talking about there's a soulmate coming for you. They're talking about there's a person coming in the future to be your soulmate. That's what I was trying to say.
Well, that's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to that happening. I don't know when, but the sooner the better, because I'm ready.
Yeah, they're telling me at the end of 2026, the legal lawsuit also is going to be ending also around that time.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, so I think things are going to be a lot brighter for you, which 2026 is not that far away. So there's a lot of things that are going to be opening up around that time.
Awesome. All righty. Thank you so much.
And there's also one more thing. There's a lot about, like, that's why I was trying to ask you, did you have family around you? Is there family around you? Because you're talking about family.
No, I have no family where I'm at.
Yeah, they're talking about community or something you involved in community. But they are talking about that.
Well, I've been trying to find a community. I'm not real happy where I'm at because I don't have a support community.
They're talking about that. Yeah, they're talking about that. So this is all what they're saying on the cross over on the other side. Soulmate, community, everything happening in 2026.
Okay, well... I wish it were sooner, but I'll make the best of it.
Well, you've got just a few minutes to get to it now.
Yeah. All righty. Thank you again. I appreciate your uplifting words.
Okay. And also, they're talking about some health things, too, with you going on. But, you know, we don't want to get into too much of that. But they are talking about some health issues with your circulation in your body. They are talking about that.
Yes, I was just diagnosed a few weeks ago, and that is another issue that I'm going to have to.
They're talking about circulation going on with you. They are talking about blood pressure and legs and circulation.
Yeah,
they want to make sure that you keep on track with that because you have a big future ahead, and they want to make sure that. You take care of that.
I am doing the very best that I can nutritionally and with supplements and quality water and cooking from scratch and, you know, just doing self-massage. So I don't know what else I can do to improve my circulation.
They're talking about your ankles and things like that. So thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. Take care. Many blessings to you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I am so great. I'm glad that you sent an email tonight. That's how I got the memo. And I really enjoyed your opening messages. This is my first time connecting with you. So.
Thank you. I am
wondering if I am able to just ask like an open-ended question since I have so much going on that I can just allow whatever's meant to come through and what I'm meant to know at this time would really be my curiosity.
Absolutely. So you want to know exactly what the guides want to communicate to you, or do you want to ask one question to us? Would be good.
I think I'll be okay with them guiding what I'm meant to know at this time, if that's okay. I'm also okay asking a very specific question. If you
yeah, I think it's good to ask them a question because you're really not giving me much, just sort of not much coming through.
Okay. Well, if we have an immediacy, I would say so many things, but since we're on the medical train tonight, I suppose, my left knee has been very achy and I definitely feel like that level of like circulation, I've been putting Arnica gel, all about the Arnica, by the way, And I'm just kind of like curious, I have like a compression on it now, but is there anything else that I, and I guess circulation could be definitely a thing. Is there anything else to know about my knee?
You know, I'm not picking up much more unless you were going to go get an MRI or a scan on it. Like the cold laser's great or the Arnica's great to do on it. But unless you know exactly what is wrong with it, you know, there's always that cold laser to do.
Okay. Thank you.
A spiritual question, you know, they are talking, are what you're doing in your work right now, if that's something you wanted to ask me.
So I really do relate to you when it comes to like kindness and sharing some of that. I think if I had like a deeper aspect of like humanity for myself and improving like the quality of the person that I get to be every day, I think I'm just curious about, you know, a little bit of like person I have been in the past and the person that I am today. And there's just some part of it where I'm like, I know I'm a nice person, and I never wish ill upon another person ever, in my opinion, at the moment. But like, but like there's some kind of like block that like I'm working towards, and maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe there's resentment and there's the weight energetically that's not clearing, and then I'm not shining in the way that I usually shine. I don't know what it is.
Well, the guides the guides are telling me that when you were born, you know, when you came into the world, there's something about you that you were, and you can say, you know, this is on or this is not. I'm totally fine with my readings like that. But
sure.
They're telling me that when you came in the world, you were already sort of like connected connected to the universe, connected to God, that you already were kind of like a teacher, or I don't know if you are what you do now for work, but like it's like some, you're very connected spiritually.
Thank you. I've been working on trying to figure out how I'm going to pursue more of that on an individual self purpose type of way rather than being selfish.
And you're a very kind person. You like to help people. I would be surprised. You could tell us if you don't want to tell us what you do for a living, but I would be very surprised if you weren't doing something of service, of helping, something like that. And also they're telling me you're very talented. There's something that you do that you're talented, that you have some sort of talent.
Thank you. Definitely working on it.
I'm
just with dogs at the moment. I'm like not doing it yet. It's like I have this idea of all these grand ideas I've been receiving, and I'm so grateful for them.
Okay.
And I feel like
they're telling me that to take action with that, because you do have like a really gifted talent. And there's also something that sometimes you get depressed. Is that true? You get down, or you feel something coming at you. They're telling me when you came into the world, you are very angelic. You're very kind. You're very, very sweet. And you were born with this gift. But this energy that comes at you sometimes that pushes you to this other energy, it's not your fault. It's just this block that starts to happen. And you're going to move through it. But the amazing thing is that, hold on, they're talking to me. I get the messages in my left ear. They're saying that you will move through it. You know, you will move through it. And that is by you believing in 100% when I feel like you are an empath. You're very sensitive. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. And that you do well when you're around support. You do well when you're around community, and it's finding the right community for you to support you also. That's what they're telling me. Is that true?
Thank you. You need more support. And I was just, I kind of felt a little sabotaged at the place of employment that I was at recently. And I really wanted to be there so bad.
Yeah. They're confirming that was true. And there's ways to learn. I think a lot of people might have this happen to them too. You're a good example. I'm so glad you called in, because there's people can have that happen, and there's ways to learn steps to protect yourself when that happens. But the good news is that you're going to learn how to do that, and your true gifts are going to come out, and you're going to move forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I know this because I see the numbers and the frequencies of the Elohim numbers with you, and you have these amazing numbers. So I'm excited about that.
Thank you. I'm grateful to have connected with you tonight.
Yeah, I'm happy about that too. And if you if you're not married, okay, here's another. I don't know why they're coming in with all the soulmate things.
I'm very single.
If you're not married, I don't know. They're just doing this tonight. They're saying someone is coming for you also, because I am seeing the sign of the. I am seeing the soulmate sign for you too. So there is someone coming for you also. I don't normally have people that listen to my show. I don't normally have this so much. But I am seeing someone for you also coming after you move through this part of your journey here.
Cool.
I see it more moving into the 2026 also. Yeah.
Okay.
So that is happening too. So I don't know why that's popping in tonight, but that is.
Well, that's a relief. I mean, like, it's fine now, but also that's something to look forward to.
And this person also, they're telling me, is also very spiritual. He also is a person that has the same energy field around him. He's not a business type person, really, like a hardcore businessman. He's a person that has a high vibrational frequency of spirituality with him.
Cool. That's great. That's attractive.
Yeah. So thank you for connecting to what I was talking about, the kindness, because you are a very kind person. Yeah. And I can see that.
Thank you for sharing those messages around that.
Frequency numbers. Thank you, Sarah. So stay in touch with us. Stay in touch with the Healing Trilogy and our show, The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Thank you for calling in. So we have Cindy on the line, and I just want to say before we bring Cindy, Cindy, thanks for being here. Thanks, everybody, for listening
to the
Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and I just want to thank you, Cindy, for calling in. Where are you from, Cindy?
I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware.
Wow, Delaware.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes. I've been here for about 4 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've moved around a lot throughout my career, and so I'm here now, and it's been a very difficult transition for me. But my main concern, first of all about kindness, and that's always been a priority actually my entire life. And kindness, generosity, and lovingness is always been a priority for me.
Mm.
And I'm pretty much known by most friends and so on that way, and a lot of selflessness. So, but what's happened is I've had, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We're here for you. We're all listening and
okay. So sorry about that. So I've had so much trauma in my life, and I have overcome so much, but I have a lot of health issues, and I have been working on my health for so many years and seeking out alternative health, and spent a lot of money on trying to get to the core of the causes of these things. And so I would really like to focus on what else could I be doing, because I'm in prayer every day and asking for to be drawn to the people that can help me and how I can recover and find the core cause for what's causing all this. And
right.
And well, I haven't been able to work in a long time. And I loved working.
Right.
And I loved my creative work. And I was very good at it. So
right.
It's very frustrating and discouraging. And lately, I just feel very beaten down because it's been 32 years.
Right.
So anything you could share with me would be so
I don't know if you know my I don't know if you know my work or not, or you're just new to my work.
No, I know about your work.
Okay, you do. So how I do my work is I do an hour session with people, and I break down everything to find the root cause of why you're sick, and that's what I do. And I work through, I'm just a messenger through the Holy Spirit, through healing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And being on here tonight, the minute I come on anywhere, there's guides, there's angels, spirit team come in. And why we're talking right now, why you're telling us what's happening, spirit is coming in right now, healing. When we believe and we're open to the Holy Spirit,
yes,
comes in and starts healing us. And when you came on, before you even spoke, I saw two angels, one on one shoulder, one on the other, and I saw the 11s. And knowing that they are with you and they are working with you. And some people will say, how can I be healed? And it's by saying, I am healed. How can I go to the fifth dimension? It's by saying, I'm in the fifth dimension. Now, we all know we can't live forever. We all have to transcend one day. We all know that there's different ways to release pain, and there's ways to find out the root cause. Sometimes it may not be fast. Sometimes it may take a little longer. But I have people that call me up and they'll say, I have been healed. I found out a way to take this, and this is the way this has happened. May not be overnight, but it is a way that the angels and the guides will come and they'll figure it out. But we don't lose hope. And people like you that are kind and loving and believe, I believe, will be healed. And when you came on, before you said anything, my eyes were blinking very fast, and they were telling me that the angels were around you before you said anything. And I wrote the 11 down on my paper, which is the Christ angels, the angelic beings, the messengers of the Holy Spirit of God. And I know you will be healed. I know you will be healed.
I want
but
to believe
you
it.
Have,
I have
but
believed,
you have to believe
I,
it.
I have believed it for so many years. I told my doctor 32 years ago, I said, I'm going to come back to you and I'm going to tell you that I am healed, and you're not going to believe it, but it's going to be true.
That's right. Because by 2035, everybody will be healed.
I understand what you mean. Yes.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah.
Because they're saying to me, there's been many times that you have been healed. But that soon, they're telling me, by the end, probably the 26 or 27, you'll be completely healed. And I think even faster than that. I think by the beginning, probably by the end of this year, no, they're saying sooner than that, you'll probably be completely out of pain. They are telling me.
That would really be, that would be a miracle. I pray for a miracle for myself and others every day.
Everybody deserves a miracle healing. That's why
absolutely,
we're on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Yes, I have a list of like 50 people every night that I pray for. So, yes, I include everyone. And I just want relief and a chance to have a life.
Yes. Well, we're going to pray for you. And before we end the show, we say a prayer for everybody. So thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And your energy is so beautiful. And I'm very grateful. God bless you as well.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Bless you. We have Gabrielle. Beautiful name.
Hi.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
I just had a question more on, I wanted some insight on the health issues I've been having and if there's a deeper connection between my chronic urticaria and the other conditions that I have that I might not be seeing.
I couldn't hear that one thing that you said. I'm apologize. I can't hear that one.
Hold on a second. Is this a little better? Hello?
Yeah, I could hear you a little bit better now.
Okay. So I just wanted some more insight on the health issues that I've been having and if there is maybe a deeper connection between my chronic urticaria and the other conditions that I have that I might not be seeing.
Yeah. I'm picking up only a couple of things when I scan you right now, just, you know, over the air. Could do more detail later if you catch up with me online.
Of course.
But they're just going over something around your lungs. For me, my own scan. They were going, yeah, honey. They're just going like lungs to me and thyroid. Did you ever get your A1C checked?
Yes.
Your blood sugar?
Yeah,
they were going around your blood sugar and also your gums.
Okay.
And yeah, this is like a root cause scan, like going beneath everything. And they were going around your hydration is not great. Okay. So this would take me probably about 30 minutes, a 30-minute session to do. They're telling me your hydration is not good enough right now, and your vitamin intake, they were giving me a negative link on you absorbing your vitamins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That you weren't absorbing your vitamins when I asked. It's like not good. And then hydration, you were not hydrated enough. This is just, and also about, does that make sense about the lungs?
You know, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I never really thought about.
Also your intestinal tract, I'm getting a negative link on.
Okay, yeah, that makes a little more sense.
But Sue, the intestines is also the oxygen in the body. So everything is related. And I would have to break down and know, so when I do my meetings with people, I have to break every single thing down. So I go through everything that you're doing, you know, the vitamins, the food. I mean, it's very intense what I do, because I have to find the root cause of why. So just when somebody says a name of a disease or something like that, to me, my guides go, no, we have to find the root cause of why it's happening. And that's why people heal up faster when we find the root cause, because then we know why it's formulated, why it came about. So like if somebody has, a certain disease, maybe because of mold or a certain, you know, something they're eating is causing a GI tract problem. And then we eliminate that and then it gets better. So, they're just right now talking about, what kind of water you're drinking. They don't like it. They're telling me no. They say no, we don't like our water.
Is there anything else that you may, that I should know maybe that might help me right now, or that would be basically?
They don't like something going on with your mouth, your gums. So I don't know what toothpaste you're using. You could tell us on air if you want, but we only have a couple minutes.
No, that actually makes a lot of sense.
your toothpaste?
Not the toothpaste, but yeah, I definitely need to go to the dentist. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so the mouth, the teeth can be very bad situation with the organs, with the teeth, goes to the guts, and then the guts, you know, can go to hormonal imbalances and all kinds of issues with that. But, you know, the interesting thing is it's not doom and gloom around here. It's very exciting because people can get healed fast and things can be adjusted. And it's amazing how positive things can get turned around quite easily.
Yeah. Exactly. That's great to hear. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, definitely. Definitely so much. I'm really happy you called in. And I do see a little bit of stuff going on really quick before you go in the sinus area also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So be careful where you're sleeping in your room and stuff. Make sure you have it.
These days it feels like everything has something going on. So anything you say.
Yeah, air purifier.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I just want to mention to everybody how much I'm so grateful that you were listening to our show tonight. And we have a few minutes left. We're going to take one last call and then say a prayer before we go. Okay. Hi. How are you tonight? Hi. Good.
Good. My name's Kim, and I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I sound hoarse because I have a paralyzed vocal cord. But I have a lot of health issues I have throughout my life, and I pretty much have taken care of my mom and others throughout my life too. So I guess my main question is, I've had a lot of grief the last 5 years, and I used to have premonitions, but then I prayed to God that I wouldn't dream anything like that anymore because I could never do anything about it. But I need to know if maybe you see something health-wise that I need to really pay attention to right now.
The only thing health-wise coming up for me, are your ankles. I don't know if your ankles are swollen or you have edema.
They're not swollen, but I do have weak ankles. So
yeah. And also
that
could go into having heart issues with blood pressure. And if you're on blood pressure medicine,
I am.
Yeah, they are telling me that you do need to get some more exercise and move around. And, you know, that could be a problem. You know, I don't like to do like a diagnosis over the radio, but they are giving me the heads up that there does need to be some exercise going on and your legs do need to be elevated. But, you know, I think this is a great time for all of us here to remember that, doing our daily meditation, doing our exercise, getting out, you know, to get that sun and making sure that we do at least 5 minutes, even if we can't get outside, moving our legs, moving our toes, moving our arms a little bit here and there, 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. And I do feel your mother really loves you and she's around you and she's comforting you and wants you to definitely get some movement going. So that's my main message. And I think we're going to end the show with you and saying a prayer for everybody, saying a prayer for you and a prayer for everybody tonight.
That sounds great.
So let's do the fifth dimensional miracle prayer and let's put our hand over our heart. And let's just send this out to everybody, a healing for our caller, Kim, and for everybody on the line listening. When we're fully and freely, willingly accepting the healing in the fifth dimension, We know when we trust by fully being in this fifth dimension, we can have healing and we can have a miracle. Our heart is ready and open to receive love and healing through the Christ consciousness. When we fully trust in the fifth dimension, we can have a shift and everything in our life can be easy, including healing. Through the divine, our gifts are fully awakened in the fifth dimension and we can be healed in the fifth dimension. We can have amazing fifth dimensional healing. Love can be easy and peace and joy in the fifth dimension can happen. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.